Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 17 till. That's Shocking Blue bringing us back. I'm Shocking Jim. Welcome back to the show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's not the least bit shocking, but it is revealing. It is helpful, and we update it every day. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We like it when you do that, and I think you'll like it too. If you don't, you can unsubscribe yourself. You can sign up and unsign up if you want. So check that out. We got a lot of things in the newsletter that comes every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Jim Blasingame, and there is a YouTube feature in our newsletter now, so check that out. Lee Branham is with us. He's our good friend, the author of Re-Engage, and your Seven Hidden Reasons book, Lee, is coming out in paperback soon.
It'll be out in about 6 months.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Uh-huh.
All right, so that'll be out in paperback, so check that out. And the Re-Engage book, though, that's the hard copy still out there, and it's all about how to inspire your people and how to create a culture that makes your business the best place to work. Lee, we're talking about 15 pitfalls of hiring. We might not get through all of them, but we're talking about some of the reasons why small business owners don't do as good a job, as comprehensive and quality of job of hiring the right people. And you got some more ideas for them.
Well, I was going to talk about experience and how important experience is. Experience, of course, is important. We want to get people who have done what we need them to do, and we feel a lot better and more comfortable with the hiring decision when mm-hmm. they have it. But experience is actually about fifth on the list of things that are important. Mm. The things that are actually more important than experience are, number one, integrity, number two, motivation, number three, capacity, and number four, understanding. Actually, you could say it's six, because knowledge, of course, is important as well. So, but we miss the ball sometimes when we think the experience is everything. There are a lot of experienced people on the market. We look at the resume, we see the experience, and we put too much emphasis on the resume and not enough on the
Do you think experience is less important today than it was, say, 25 years ago, when you 30 years ago, when you and I were sort of a lot younger in the marketplace? I think it probably is less expensive, less valuable. And the reason I say that is because things are changing so fast. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think knowledge has become extremely important,
yeah.
And I think that it's a little more important than experience. And a lot of people, right. a lot of young people have knowledge. They're so tuned in to data anyway, especially computerized
data. Knowledge, are you including skills in that knowledge? That would be skills too, right? Like being able to use certain programs and having background in those things.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Anything that can be taught that they have learned.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be the same thing.
I've said for years that attitude, and as you say, integrity, trump experience, have always trumped experience for me.
Exactly.
Because you can tell.
One of the hardest things to figure out.
Yeah.
And so people fall back on experience because it's easy to see if somebody's got experience or not.
If they've got a bad attitude, if their values don't match yours, you're never going to change that. But if they don't have experience, you can change that, can't you?
Exactly. I mean, and that's another reason to think about the intern, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But the interview becomes extremely important, and asking the right kinds of questions that help people to talk about past experience, which is the best predictor of future behavior.
Right, exactly.
Which brings us to the third pitfall of hiring, which is hiring by gut feeling alone. I once had a guy tell me, I suggested to him that he might want to consider using behavior-based interviewing, and he said, well, I don't think I need that. I'm a pretty good judge of horse play, he said.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, horse play.
Down that path lies peril, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Some people are pretty good at judging others, you know, better than other people are. But I highly recommend asking people behavior-based questions, you know, which means instead of saying, are you good at such and such skill, ask, tell me about a time when you had to deal with an angry customer and how you handled that situation.
Right.
That forces people to remember an actual piece of behavior, and that's the best predictor of whether they can do it in the future.
Well, they'll also reveal, in that answer, they'll also reveal their ability to think on their feet. They'll reveal, they probably will reveal some of their values. If they had a scenario where they worked before, they weren't, you know, they didn't like the values there, they might even comment on that. And there are a lot of things can be revealed from that kind of a practice, isn't it?
Exactly. And one of the best ways to interview is to get people to walk you through their past work experiences and tell you what they like the most about it and what they dislike the most. And you get a good sense of their values and their preferences as they do that. You know, what's the best job you ever had? What's the worst job you ever had? You really get a good feel for a person.
Do you explain these 15 reasons? I know you have the 15 reasons listed, but do you also explain them in somewhere where people can find them?
You know, I've never actually... No, I take that back. I think I have an article on my website, but to tell you the truth, I'm not sure, Jim.
Would you send it to us, and we'll post it on our website, and we'll tell the folks about it. And also, I mean, I think that's something that I know one thing. That would help me get interested in Lee Branner's books, because I think that'd be very helpful. Think about that, Lee. We're gonna take a quick break. Right back with Lee Branham. Lee, give us a website quickly before you go.
It's
keepingthepeople.com. Quick break, 10 tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.